We're learning Bava Basra, right? You don't expect to have the sugi of Lashon Hara tucked away in Bava Basra. But the MS is like so much that's gone on during this 14th Machzer. Nothing's a coincidence, and it seems like the daf seems to always align itself on some level with what's going on in the world. And Befrat, we're learning Shabbos' daf when we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Av, which is Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, and Mematim Besimcha because we're Marbin Davelos of Yerushalayim. Everybody knows that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And it's Yidua that Chavetz Chaim in his farm says that although Chazal said that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, what they really meant was that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. It was Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara. And if you go through the Chazals of how Chomer speaking Lashon Hara is, so you have an appreciation of what and why that would be a reason for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. But the Beis HaMikdash, the Chafetz Chaim said, was destroyed because of not Sinas Chinam, but Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara. Ki'ilu, if there was Sinas Chinam, but Klai Yisrael never spoke Lashon Hara, there wouldn't have been a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, really, because of Lashon Hara. The truth is, it's a Mefurish Rashi. It's a Rashi in Perek HaNezokin, in the Sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amabes. The Gemara, almost out of context, says as follows. Quote, just the Lashon HaGemara. V'hainu da'amir Rabbi Lazar. This is where Rabbi Lazar meant what he said. B'shoit Lashon Techaveh, the loy sira mishoid ki yavoy. The hainu the amar Rabbi Lazar. The pasuk says b'shoid lashon techavoy. The loy sira mishoid ki yavoy. What does that even mean? And if you're learning Gittin on Zion, it's very much out of context. So Rashi says as follows: Hadam rinon le'il. This that we said earlier, shal yidei lashon hara charav abayis, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of lashon hara, v'nergu kamer revavos, and tens of thousands of yidden were killed. It's related to this pasuk: b'shoit lashon techave. If a person watches his Lashon, you don't have to be worried about the enemies coming and attacking. You want to know what you can do to be confident and to feel safe. What would lead you to that? Watch your tongue, and you don't have to be afraid of the enemy coming and attacking. This is mamash davar beitai. But something very, very fascinating. But either way, this is getting on Zion of a base. If you remember the Gemaras of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, it doesn't say one time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, v'nergu kamer revavos, is because of the Chet Lashon Hara. What does it say? A Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Chorban Yerushalayim, which was what? Which was Sinas Chinam. That's the whole story over there, right? It doesn't say a word about Lashon Hara. Rashi says, Hadam rinon le'il, shal yidei Lashon Hara, charav abayis, v'nergu kamer revavos. When I was in Eretz Yisrael recently, so I had the privilege and the schus to visit Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifa Shlita. So, spent a little bit of time there, and we were talking, and he mentioned something about Lashon Hara. And he told me that it's a pellet to him. He doesn't understand how people were able to be nizer in Lashon Hara before the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He says, now you have a Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Okay, so you can learn the Sefer. It's a big if. But you can learn the Sefer and be nizer in Lashon Hara. But he said, once upon a time, there was no Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So he said, he Pasha doesn't know. And he said, why did the Mechaber in the Ramah not write Hilchas Lashon Hara? So the Velt says, maybe it's Hilchas Ala Mashiach, right? But it doesn't make any sense. How is it possible the Shulchan Aruch didn't write in Hilchas Lashon Hara? It's a Pliat Tzuma. Like, how are you supposed to know what Apiklosa was before the Chafetz Chaim wrote his Klal Beis? Like, how are you even supposed to go back? He said, it's a Pella. So he doesn't have any teretz to this. He says to him, it's a kasha she'ein olav tshuva. How was a yid and a yidina once upon a time supposed to be makbid on Lashon Hara if there was no sefer, no Shulchan Aruch to go to tell you the basic halachas? I mean, Lashon Hara is complicated. So how are you supposed to know it if there was never a sefer? And then afterwards he said, we don't appreciate what Lashon Hara is. The ganze golus is avoin Lashon Hara, and he says, get back cooking, getting nun zayin of a base. I didn't tell him it's a raid bite. But the bottom line is, we already spoke about this. Getting nun zayin of a base. It's a mefurish rashi. Hadam rinon le'il. Shal yidei lashon hara charav abayis. V'nergu kamer revavos. But the bottom line is, what the Chafetz Chaim says is mefurish rashi. Oh, but the emes is, it's just kedai to mention. And this is also a raid bite. We spoke about this once upon a time. But everybody knows that the pasuk says when the meraglim came back and they reported what they saw in Eretz Yisrael. So it says vayivku ha'am balaylahu, that night they came and gave a report during the day, and that night Klal Yisrael cried. And the Gemara says in Soit Lamed Hey Amar Aleph Oisei Yom Erev Tisha B'av, the day that the meraglim reported was Erev Tisha B'av. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Heim Bachu B'chia Shal Chinam, Klal Yisrael just cried for nothing. Vani Ekfal Hem B'chia L'dayres, I'm going to give them a reason to cry, and they're going to have to cry for generations. And of course, we know on Tisha B'av the five terrible things that happened. Uberoisham churban bayis rishon and churbas bayis sheni. So Meshulam David Alevi in his Pirush al Ha'Teira, he brings from Maran Agriz that the Bitzgerov cleared the Chakira. He said it sounds like that after the Chet of the Meraglim, it was somehow decreed that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed, right? I'll give them a reason to cry, which of course was Churban Beis Hamikdash. So the Rav cleared Azoy. He said, is Pshat in the Gemara that Avadik this, it wasn't that because of the Meraglim, it was already determined that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. Narvas, what was the Bechila Dairis? If the Beis HaMikdash will have to be destroyed, then they're going to cry on this night. Meaning this is a night that's going to be designated L'Doiris for crying. Now, hopefully the Yidden will do the right thing, and as a result, they'll never have to cry. But if they have to cry, it's as I intim Soleiman, this is the night they're going to cry. Or maybe not, said Maran Agriz. It could be that on this night, it was already predetermined that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. Either way, so Meshulam David HaLevi said, Vehera Maran Agriz, that the Rav brought Rayas from Nach. He brought Rayas from a Pasuk in Tehillim, and he brought Rayas from a Pasuk in Yecheskel, like the second side. That because of the Chet of the Meraglim, at that point, it was predetermined that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. That means the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we know the Gemara in Yuma that says, Avodah Zarah Gilorai Shvichas Damim. But the Rav spared that really, the Churban was predetermined at the time of the story of the Meraglim. That means Churban Bayis Rishon happened because of the Meraglim. What was the Chet of the Meraglim? So it was a lot of things. But what did Chazal say was the chet of the Meraglim, like Chofetz Chaim is Meirich? It was the chet of Lashon Hara. That means not only was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed because of Lashon Hara, but the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara as well. The first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, they were destroyed because of the chet of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is what caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. To learn the Daf in Bava Basra that talks about Lashon Hara on the day of Mishenichnas Arf Mematim Besimcha, on a day where Klal Yisrael is in a matniv of Bishoyd Lashon Teichave V'loy Sira Mishoyd Kiyavai. I mean, it's very much Davar B'itai Ma'atayv, and we should talk about Zoycha. You know, we once spoke out from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer said, why is it that Chodesh Av goes down as the Chodesh of all the Tzaras? So he said he believes it's because Aharon HaKohen was Niftar on Chodesh Av. And because Aharon was Niftar on Chodesh Av, right, the Pasuk says, Vayivku Oysoi Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Every single Yid cried and mourned Aharon HaKohen when Aharon HaKohen passed away. And it's Azab B'chiyah L'doiris, that the Yidden also would cry always on Chodesh Av. It was the Misa of Aharon HaKohen. And he said, Mashal Lamad, we know that when Haman made the Geirel, he was Hippel Pur, and it came out on Zayin Adar, he was very Besimcha. Why? Because he knew that B'Zayin B'Adar Meis Moshe. And if B'Zayin B'Adar Meis Moshe, that means it's a bad day for the Jews. Haman was right. If a tzaddik dies, a bad day for the Jews. And it's for that reason Aharon HaKohen passed away on Rosh Chodesh Av, and Rosh Chodesh Av is Mematim B'Simcha. Klal Yisrael cried then, we cry now, because it's a bad day for the Jews. I'm afraid to Chassam Sofer, I don't understand. We know that as much as Haman was right in Cheshbon, that if it's Meis Moshe, it's a bad thing, but he didn't know that just like B'Zayin B'Adar Meis Moshe, B'Zayin B'Adar Noilad Moshe. And for that reason, it was a good thing. So it says, the Chassam Sofer, no one was ever Megalotas when Aharon HaKohen was born. But he says, it's Pasha to me. If he was Niftar on Rosh Chodesh Av, he had to have been born on Rosh Chodesh Av. Because we know it's Mispa Yemechat Ma'aleh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Memalot Shnoisav Shal Tzadikim, the Tzadik always dies on the day that he's born. And if it was true for Moshe, it has to be true for Aharon. So afraid the Chassam Sofer, I don't understand. Why would Rosh Chodesh Av go down as a bad day for the Jews? Why? Because Rosh Chodesh Av just like Haman was making a mistake, so we're also making a mistake. It should be a good day. So why is it a bad day? So the Chassam Sofer said a davar nifla. He said the reason that Klal Yisrael had the schus of B'Zayin B'Adar Noilad Moshe, it's because Klal Yisrael in that generation, they were mechazik themselves and they shtel zichtzu to the avoyda of Moshe.
Who is Moshe? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe's Rabbeinu. He's the one that taught us Torah. We know that generation, after the whole Gzeira, they were Hadik Kibluah b'mei HaChashverosh. They were Mechazik in Torah. And because they were Mechazik in Torah, they were able to tap into the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, before Klal Yisrael tapped into the Schus, before they were Hadik Kibluah, there was a Gzeira of Lahashma Lahari. You know why? Because B'zayim ba'adar meis Moshe. And being that B'zayim ba'adar meis Moshe, so they're now subject to that and all the terrible things that come along with it. But when they shtel zechzu to the tzaddik, so now they have a shaykhis to the weight of the tzaddik, and they were able to tap into B'zayim ba'adar noilad Moshe. Said the Chassam Sofer, leider, we're living in a world now where it's meis Aharon. Aharon HaKohen's midah was oyev shalom. He was roid of shalom. He was oyev esabrias from a carbon latayr. And I was thinking that Aharon HaKohen is the ultimate oyev shalom. He's the ultimate oyev esabrias. So Chazal say in different places, what was Aharon HaKohen's midah? Right, what did he do? So it's a Chazal in Avster Rav Nosson, it's a Medrash, that what Aharon HaKohen used to do is, if he saw two people in a fight, say he would go over to one person, he would say, you know that person, he really likes you, he loves you, he's your best friend ever, I'm telling you, nah, he didn't mean it, it was a misunderstanding. He used his Lashon, that's the way he brought Shalom. The Midah of Aharon HaKohen was the Midah of him using his Lashon, not to speak bad about people, but to the contrary, to be an Oyev Shalom, Veroyed of Shalom, to be Oyev Esabrias from the Karban L'Torah. He did it Daiker with his Lashon. The problem is, the reason we can't tap into the schus of Berush Chodesh Av Noilat Aharon, says the Chassam Sofer, is because we were not Hadi Kabluah yet in the Inyan of Ben Adam L'Chaveira. If we were Hadi Kabluah in the Inyan of Adam L'Chaveira, so we would have the schus of Berush Chodesh Av Noilat Aharon. We're living in a world of Berush Chodesh Av Meis Aharon. And it's for that reason Av is a month of Mematim B'Simcha. But if we were able to be Mechazik in this Inyan, to be Oyev Shalom V'Oyev Shalom, Oyev Esabrias U'Mekarim L'Torah, not use our Lashon for Lishna Bisha, but use our Lashon to the contrary, to bring Shalom and to be Mekarev people, and to be Mechazik people, and to say nice things about people, and to tell a Yid, a Yid Dvar, to put a smile on his face. He says, then we would tap into Rosh Chodesh Av Noilat Aharon. And that's why this Chodesh will be Nepach one day, Miyogayim L'Sasayim, Me'afei L'Lar God, but what's it totally in? It's totally in us. It's totally in us. If we are going to be mechazik in this Indian, that's when it's going to come around. We once spoke out from one of the Talmidim of the Ksav Sofer. He said over from the Magid and Prishbarg, that the Magid and Prishbarg says that, I don't understand. He says, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 70 years later. We got back to Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's over 2,000 years. Come on, 2,000 years, and we haven't gotten to Beis HaMikdash yet. How you talking? First Beis HaMikdash, we got back 70 years later. Why are we still waiting for the second Beis HaMikdash? So this the Magid of Prishbarg said. He said, because the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Avodazor Gila Raya Shvichas Damim. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, you need the Eibishter to be Moichel. Klal Yisrael Davin, and the Eibishter was Moichel. 70 years later, it's sealed, signed, and delivered. We got another Beis HaMikdash. He said the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechapa Ad Sheiratza Es Chaveroi. For that already, we need to ask Mechila. And being that for that, we need to ask Mechila. So for that, then we need Mechila from us. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael, we haven't been Meichel yet. The Eibishter was Meichel us already. That's not the problem. The problem is that we weren't Meichel. And because we weren't Meichel, that's why there's no Beis HaMikdash. We should be Zoicha, Taka, to be Mechazik in this Inyan. And we should be Zoicha that this month of Av shouldn't be a month of Mematim B'Simcha. It should be a month of Marbim B'Simcha. B'Bias Gael Tzedek. B'mher B'Yomenu. Amen V'Amen.